As I watched him, I heard the sound of steps behind me. I turned and saw a woman near me on the path. I was sure she was Miss Stapleton. She was very beautiful. She was dark and tall, with a lovely face. Before I could say anything, she said, "Go back. Go straight back to London immediately. I cannot tell you why, but please do what I ask you, and never come near the moor again. But my brother is coming. Not a word to him." Stapleton had caught the butterfly and was walking back to us.
"Hello, my dear,"
he said to his sister. But it seemed to me that his voice was not completely friendly.
"I see that you two have already introduced yourselves."
"Yes," she said. "I was telling Sir Henry that it was rather late in the year for him to see the true beauty of the moor."
"I am sorry," I said. "You have made a mistake. I am not Sir Henry. I am a friend who is visiting him, and my name is Dr. Watson." Miss Stapleton was clearly angry with herself.
"I'm sorry," she said. "Please forget what I said. But do come with us to our house."
The house was lonely and rather grim. I wondered why the two of them had come to live so far away from anyone else. Stapleton seemed to know what I was thinking and said,
"You may think this is a lonely, strange place to live, but the moors are very interesting and we enjoy it here. I owned a school in the north of England, but I had to close it. I miss the boys and girls, but there is plenty to do here and we have good neighbours. I hope Sir Henry will become one of them. May I visit the hall this afternoon to meet him, do you think?"
"I'm sure he'll be very pleased to meet you," I said. "I must go back to the hall now, and I shall tell him immediately." I said goodbye to the Stapletons, and continued on the path back to the hall. I had been walking for only a few minutes when I was surprised to see Miss Stapleton sitting on a rock ahead of me. She was breathing quickly, and I realized she had run by a quicker way to get ahead of me.